Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack, who is the owner of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall.
Yes, thank you, John Mark.
Good morning. And Velvet sent me an article from the Mayo Clinic on complementary and alternative medicine. But the article says 30% of people in the U.S. use some form of complementary or alternative medicine. So this is not that far out on the fringe.
Right. And when you're looking at complementary medicine and you're looking at herbal remedies and supplements, that has really grown. And so that's where a lot of that numbers come from, too.
I see. What brings someone to the idea of being interested in complementary or alternative medicine?
A lot of times it has to do with they may have gotten a scare and they want a preventative, or that they're wanting to take more control of their own health, right? So that they are able to move into a strength of taking care of their own health and their own health, and being able to prevent maybe some form of disease that they are feeling threatened by.
So this is more of a lifestyle kind of thing.
Oh, definitely.
Not a thing where you have to go to the doctor every so often and he does something.
That's exactly right. And once you make that lifestyle change, it really does become a very good habit to have.
But we're gonna bring the doctor back into this before mm-hmm. we're done. So there are several categories of this. One is natural products and dietary supplements.
Right, exactly. Anything that's considered a natural product would even consider being food, right? Supplements, herbal remedies, salves, herbal salves, those are all natural products.
And another category that the Mayo Clinic list here is mind and body. And that gets into some of the things we've talked about.
Right, yeah, it's the mind-body connection, and I'm very big in that. As a metaphysician, that's exactly what I focus on, is the mind-body connection, because I always say that the body follows the mind, it's not the other way around.
Now, chiropractic is listed. Chiropractic care and osteopathic mm-hmm. care is listed under that. Article says some complementary and alternative medicine practitioners believe an invisible energy force flows through your body. Now, this sort of sounds a little bit out there, Velvet. So what's that about?
Well, when you're thinking about acupuncture, that's exactly how that works, is that that's energy flowing through meridians within our body. So it's an oriental medicine. But oriental medicine's been around for a long time, but it's proven its effectiveness. Quantum biofeedback is another one of those, is that we definitely believe that there is an energy that's flowing in us and around us.
Of course, acupuncture, when it was first known in this country, a lot of people were very skeptical about it, but I think most people have come around and realized there's really something to that.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, yeah. They're going to open up to a lot of other therapies that are dealing in that arena as well when it comes to energy.
We're talking with Velvet Womack, Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator. And then the Mayo Clinic just puts some things in the other category, ancient healing systems.
Right. This year, I really want to kind of educate folks on what homeopathic remedies are, because they are very effective. The naturopathy, I would fall under that category as a massage therapist. Acupuncture falls under that category as well. Ancient healing's dealing with Ayurvedic medicine. And so that's actually herbs that are like a prescription drug. So when you're doing any of these, what you want to be mindful of is that you're letting your physician know that you are receiving one of these complementary or alternative therapies, so that they're seeing also what's working. But the nice thing is that more and more doctors are becoming open to this, and they're starting to work with other modalities in helping assist with the healing with the client or their patient. And a lot of it is that doctors they're not educated in a lot of these fields. They're educated specifically for their area of focus, right? And so it's not that they're against it, that they're willing to say, hey, what are you doing? What's working for you? And a lot of them are saying, if it's working, keep doing it. But I want to caution everybody here now, the one main reason that we need to make sure that we are connected with our physician, and if we're taking any kind of herbal supplement, even if we're doing it on our own, is that sometimes herbal herbal supplements and supplements can interact with our medications. So if you're on a blood pressure medication and you start taking a natural supplement to lower blood pressure, you could actually create an imbalance within your body. So that's why it's important for that to be monitored. So if the herbal supplement's working for you, that the doctor can make an adjustment in your prescription. And the same thing is true if you are taking diabetic medicine. You could take something to lower that, but if you're on medicine and doing that, you could cause yourself some harm.
So important to work with your doctor on anything involving all of these kinds of things. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. Thank you.
Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETL.